RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew. Presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
Bets for tonight will close the show in a little bit, and I'll reiterate my bets for the college football playoff quarterfinals. The crew will join me momentarily. Our favorite sports stories of 2025, supported by sound, because, you know, still an audio medium. But just want to circle back to what we talked about at the start of the show. The Rams' Monday Night Football loss to the Falcons in Atlanta. Matthew Stafford lost MVP to Drake May in that game, provided the Patriots take care of business this weekend, which I think they will, against the Miami Dolphins. Drake May, a huge favorite now for NFL MVP. Matthew Stafford had every opportunity to get it done, including a throw to Xavier Smith on the final drive that would have won the game for the Rams if Stafford put the ball on the money. Smith was wide open, so a costly loss for the Rams. They may have to go on the road to Philadelphia on Wild Card Weekend, which is a nightmare scenario. For Eagles fans, Rams fans, bettors of either team, and Matthew Stafford probably, I'll say like close to definitely, cost himself most valuable player last night with a dud in primetime in Week 17. I still think the Rams and the Eagles are the two best teams in the conference, but they're probably going to play on Wild Card weekends if the betting market holds and the Bears win as a favorite against the Lions and the Eagles beat the Commanders. And the Niners beat the Seahawks. That's what's favored to happen per the betting markets. We will get Eagles-Rams on Wild Card weekends, which makes me, as an Eagles bettor, very, very nervous. And if you're a Rams bettor or a Rams fan, you should be very, very nervous. Got into the Falcons as well and why they should not keep Raheem Morris or general manager Terry Fontenot, and why the big question for Atlanta moving into the offseason is Michael Penix Jr., hashtag the guy at quarterback. I thought he was going to be. Candidly, even I'm not so sure now. Objectively, the Falcons were better this year with Kirk Cousins at quarterback than Michael Penix Jr. That's not where you want to be if you're a fan of the Atlanta Falcons. Now, the Falcons host the New Orleans Saints on Sunday. Atlanta's a 3-point favorite in that game as the Falcons look to close the year on a 4-game win streak. The Saints look to close the year on a 5-game win streak. If Atlanta wins that game, and we talked about this yesterday, the result on Saturday night in the NFC South doesn't matter. So Carolina is at Tampa, and Tampa's a 2.5-point favorite. And if Carolina wins, they are NFC South champions. We thought if the Bucs won, they would win the NFC South. But because of tiebreaker scenarios and how this is all going to work out, if Atlanta beats New Orleans on Sunday, Carolina wins the NFC South no matter what. So again, Tampa could win 100-0 on Saturday. And if Atlanta beats New Orleans, the Panthers still win the division. So that Falcons-Saints game, which like 2 weeks ago couldn't have less juice, now all of a sudden, Atlanta on a 3-game win streak, New Orleans on a 4-game win streak, and the balance of the NFC South hanging there. Oh, baby. Going to be absolutely awesome for maybe the most underrated rivalry in all of sports, the Atlanta Falcons and the New Orleans Saints. We have breaking news here on Nikola Jokic per Sham Sharania of ESPN. And it is good news for the Denver Nuggets. I will read the tweet verbatim from Sham Sharania, who is the NBA insider for ESPN. Nikola Jokic has been diagnosed with a hyperextension in his left knee and will miss at least 4 weeks. an immense sigh of relief as tests show the three-time NBA MVP's knee ligaments are intact. So look, best case scenario is Jokic misses no time, but we knew that wasn't going to be the case with the way David Adelman, we played you the sound earlier, the way David Adelman sounded post-game last night. This is best case scenario for the Denver Nuggets. Like, at least 4 weeks probably means 2 months, because they'll probably reevaluate him after a month, and that'll probably be more time. You can't mess around with Jokic. He's the best player in the league. He's the best player in the world. This is going to be like 6 to 8 weeks. I'm guessing, I'm not a doctor, but we're all sports fans. We all know how this goes, right? So I'm guessing he'll probably be out until March. Like through the All-Star break, certainly, for Nikola Jokic. Maybe back around like NCAA tournament time. And while this is a huge blow to the Nuggets in 25-26, it's not a death blow. Now, Denver, and I'm going to bring the standings up right now. Denver is currently 3 games out of the play-in. And it's early, but 3 games out of the play-in in the Western Conference. And they are, let's see, 8.5 games out of the 11 seed, which is currently held by Utah, which would leave them on the outside looking out of the playoffs. So Denver still has a cushion here. They still have a cushion for when Jokic comes back. They can't be like the worst team in the league while he's out. But the good news is, I don't expect them to be. Like, Jamal Murray's still there. He's an absolute stud. You have a center in Valanciunas that can play. You have a pretty good head coach in David Adelman. And remember what we talked about, you know, that the Nuggets had more depth and look like they're not fully healthy yet. They're going to be in a tough spot. They're on a big East Coast road trip right now. It's going to be tough sledding for the Nuggets. But if Jokic is only going to be out, let's call it 4 to 8 weeks, maybe a little longer, maybe a little on the short end of that, we'll see. This is not a death blow for the Denver Nuggets. And what this does do is bring one of the scenarios that I talked about earlier this hour into play, where we are now very much in the zone. Unless, like, Jokic comes back and they rip off a million wins heading into the playoffs, they get the 6 seed, whatever, right? Where you can get Denver versus OKC, Denver versus San Antonio, Denver versus Houston in round one, if the Nuggets are in the play. And just unbelievable heavyweight duels, battles, if that's what it's going to be. Now, betting-wise, what this does, obviously, like, Jokic is not going to win MVP. And he's having maybe the best season of what's been a legendary career. So we take Jokic off the board for NFL most valuable, or NBA most valuable player. And I'm just bringing up the odds here. Market is down at BetMGM, which I think makes sense with this Jokic. So Jokic is not going to win MVP. I'm guessing all the Nuggets markets are down. So Denver actually remains right now the second choice to win the title, which I think is interesting. I don't know if I would have them there at this point. I think I might actually have the Spurs or the Rockets second behind Denver. It obviously helps Oklahoma City, unless they got to play in the first round. So a lot still to be figured out. But the headline here, as we kind of, well, we'll see how things shake out over the course of the next month, 2 months in the NBA. Nikola Jokic is not out for the season. Hyperextension of his left knee, will miss at least 4 weeks. Absolute best case scenario for the Denver Nuggets and for Nikola Jokic. And for anyone that's got any money on the Denver Nuggets to achieve anything of significance this season in the National Basketball Association. You better you bet on this Tuesday. Westwood One Sports. Nick Costos here with you, presented by BetMGM. So we'll have to do this really quickly, guys. This is my last show of the year. Chris Mack, return of. We love Chris Mack. He'll be doing the show tomorrow on Wednesday and Thursday. I'm back on Friday, and then we'll be with you moving forward, obviously, in 2026. So given that it's my last show, I wanted to, as a crew, talk about our favorite sports moments of the year, have some audio for it, and also as a means of introducing you, our listeners, you, our viewers, to our crew, if you've never heard them, you didn't listen to the old show. So because we don't have a lot of time to really delve into it, I'm actually going to pass the baton. It'll be Bill Zimmerman, then Tyler Morales, then Kenny Henderson, then Mike Brown. Guys, take it away. Set up your favorite sports moments of the year, and then let's play the corresponding audio. First up, our EP, Bill Zimmerman.
All right, I'm going to jump in because I had only been on this show a few months in January, and it takes a lot for Super Bowl week when you're down at Radio Row to knock the NFL off the headlines. But that's what happened on that Monday, thanks to Nico Harrison trading Luka Doncic to the LA Lakers. That was a stunner. Everyone thought Shams had been hacked because it came through at like 1 a.m. East Coast time, basically the day before the Super Bowl week started. That one was unbelievable to me. As a content guy, Nick, as you know, being in this business and you want great content, that was great content. So for me, that was a huge story. But for me, on a personal note, and Kenny, I'll cue you up for this one. This erased a lot of trauma. One play against the Green Bay Packers, Chicago Bears. Kenny, fired up.
On the fake, Williams looking downfield.
That play, that was Caleb Williams revenging the 2013 Aaron Rodgers to Randall Cobb, Chris Conte blown coverage, Bears lose the division. That basically won the Bears the division. That erased a lot of demons, Nick. I love that. That's the happiest I've been watching a Bears regular season game in a long time.
Yeah, I don't know if it erases the Packers are still going to make the playoffs, but I understand where you're coming from. Also, your microphone sounds terrible.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
And great job with the guests. Thank you for joining us. Happy New Year. That's our executive producer, Bill Silverman. Next up is our tactical director, Tyler Morales, who has just informed us, I'm going to lose my patience a little bit here. Love our crew. Tyler, like, you knew that we were going to do video on the show today and we were going to bring you on. Why is your setup not good enough to come on video?
Well, when you're producing a fine sports betting program, you got to do a lot of stuff here behind the scenes. So my setup is not as it is right now. Usually I have like four computers around me. There's a lot going on here. So I think for the audience, they don't want to see my face right now. I think that's good for everybody else.
Is that do you still have the growth on your lip from earlier this football season, or is that gone?
Nope, that's all gone. We look great right now. The face looks great. Just that I look like a mess, and I have multiple computers surrounding me as I do this fine program.
That's because Tyler is dedicated to the cause. We love our friend Tyler Morales. Tyler, what was the best sports moment in the year of our Lord 2025?
So, yes, I was going to give a real answer, like Rory McIlroy's dramatic Masters win. It was a great moment. I mean, I'm not a big Rory fan. I actually lost money on the event, but I just thought that was one of the more dramatic tournaments I've ever seen. But then I was like, I'm going to pivot to like maybe the one event, the one moment that captivated America, and that was Shedeur Sanders sliding in the NFL draft. And we got a piece of like brilliant sound from Mel Kiper sounding off that kind of swept the online. So, Kenny, let's play some Shedeur Sanders Mel Kiper sound from the NFL draft.
I think it's disgusting. I don't understand what the heck's going on with this. Fifth player on my board. It's never happened before in 47 years where a player that high has dropped this far into the fourth round. A quarterback that's sitting there in round four with other quarterbacks being taken who aren't as good as Shedeur, aren't even close.
Now, you might ask yourself, was that ESPN draft analyst Mel Kiper talking about immigration issues in our country? Somali fraud in Minneapolis? Or Shedeur Sanders dropping in the NFL draft? Mel. We love Mel Kiper. Much respect to Mel Kiper. Mel needs to get a grip. We had a lot of fun with that, Tyler, when it happened back in the NFL draft in April. Next up is our new engineer on the show, the great Kenny Henderson, who is just for, because I think even like our older listeners and viewers, obviously Jake had been with us for a long time. We love our friend Jake Hassan. I'll say this about Kenny. Number one, great jawline, which you're about to see as he'll join us on video. Number two, Kenny is like a 99th percentile sport, like loves sports. Kenny, your favorite sports moment, please, of 2025.
Yeah, and I'm a huge college basketball fan, too. I'm also a huge NFL fan, but besides that, college basketball will be my second favorite, and because of that, I'm going to choose the Florida-Houston game, the final, just because it's funny, because I did bet on Houston, and I think it's funny that Emmanuel Sharpe just like did not shoot the ball or at least try to draw a foul or anything like that, and this is a story I can tell forever because I lost money on Houston. I was just sitting up all night thinking about what's going on in Emmanuel Sharpe's head right now, that thinking, like, I was a basketball player back in the day, like, I would have at least tried to draw the foul because you know when the guy's up in the air, you got to get that shot off somehow, and he just dropped the ball. We'll listen to Ian Eagle's brain short circuit here on this call.
National championship is in the balance. 13 seconds left. Florida leads it by two.
Uzan got to go.
Uzan, give it up. Cryer, 6 seconds, 5 seconds. Sharp.
He walked. He can't touch it.
He can't. 1 second. And it's over.
Okay, thank you, Kenny. Well, and I mean this. I'm very happy to have Kenny on the show. Kenny,
I was amazed. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I was amazed with Walter Clayton.
Thank you.
That's all I'll say. That's why I was my favorite.
Thank you, Kenny. Thank you. Please. I would like to not hear from Kenny until 2026, and I'll explain why in a second. Now, Kenny's up at the ass crack of dawn, right? Because the show is early now, and Kenny's in Chicago. He's an hour early. Kenny's apologizing in the chat. Kenny, you will learn that this is all for show content. No one's actually mad. But I will get mad performatively here at you, even though I love you. Kenny's texting us cuts early in the morning. He's pulling sound. The problem with what Kenny just did is we all collectively as a show, we all lost money. We all had Houston against Florida. And prior to that, we all had Duke against Houston. So Kenny is just reopening old wounds for all of us on the show. There's nothing funny about any of it. Was it a great moment in sports? It was. Was it funny? I don't know if I'd go that far. Kenny, it's great to have you on the show. Thank you very much. Also, I kind of got my Tuesday off on. Maybe it won't be the best rest of my day after having to hear that sound. Thanks to Kenny. Thanks to Tyler. Thanks to Bill. And thanks to you, our audience, you, our listeners, you, our viewers, for sticking with us throughout all of 2025. And especially on our new platform and our new time slot here on Westwood One Sports. We'll take a quick break, and on the other side, we will close the show, and I will close my 2025 year here on You Better You Bet with bets for tonight in the world of sports. And I'm going to have a bet on the birthday boy, LeBron James, 41 years old. I got a bet on the Lakers-Pistons game. We'll reiterate my bets for the college football playoff quarterfinals. And we'll be joined by our pal Pat Boyle from BetMGM tonight. All coming up next here, December 30th. Westwood One Sports. You Better You Bet. Nick Costos, presented by BetMGM.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.